2509, Juan Edward Johnson. We'll defer for further consideration.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2509, Juan Edward Johnson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Our second hearing tonight was change of zone number 2033, Spring Point at Lewis, Inc., in care of Garrett T. Midget.
Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on change of zone 2033, Spring Point at Lewis Incorporated.
Second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action for further consideration on change of zone number 2033, Spring Point at Lewis, Inc., care of Garrett T. Midget. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Madam Chair, just for the folks that are here, who may not be frequent flyers at planning and zoning, and you're fortunate if you're not, I guess, we have to do this twice a month. But by deferring it, that's a common practice, because there's been a lot, you know, obviously, the commission has reviewed the record that's online, and they always go out and look at the properties and are familiar with the area as well. But they always want to review all the information that's in the record, as well as what was permitted, presented this evening, and then get the decision right. So we don't have a second meeting in December because of the holiday schedule, so this will come back on a planning and zoning commission agenda in January for a recommendation of plan, or to, a recommendation to county council. So we'll have a second hearing at county council, and that's been established. I don't have the date off the top of my head. But I just didn't want you to think we're delaying it for delay's sake. It's so that we can make sure that everybody on the commission's familiar with the information that was presented. So keep an eye on the agenda. You can certainly call staff to find out what the status of that is, or Mr. Enterline can call staff or whomever. We'll make sure that you get all the information on what's going on. But that's why it was deferred this evening.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that, Mr. Robertson, and we do try to make every effort to consider all the information that we received during the public hearing, so that's just part of the process. And we appreciate your patience and everyone being here today. The next item on our agenda is public hearing, or excuse me, public comment time. This is a time where anyone can come up to the podium and speak about anything that the planning and zoning has to do with. You cannot speak specifically with regards to any hearing that we have heard in the past or that we have on the agendas for future. If there's anybody that would like to speak during this public comment period.
Snoop Dogg's here.
I just wanted to say thank you very much to all the administrative people, the planning and zoning people. This is very common for us, and you have been very cooperative and helpful and explaining things, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that.
I hope that the Cape Gazette gets that in the.
Are you taking notes?
Kevin, are you taking good notes on that? Thank you.
I don't see you writing, sir.
Right. Okay, there being no further comments, I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, we still have.
Excuse me, sir. We're still holding our meeting.
If you want to talk, you can just go outside.
Just give us a couple more minutes.